This is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protexcel, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Ford Field, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
It is the Lions and Seahawks getting set for the 12th all-time meeting between these two franchises. Seattle leads the series with a record of 7-4. They've won the last three by a combined score of 76-40. We'll head out to the middle of the field. Captain's out there getting set for the coin toss, brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers. For Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings, go to Lucido's. And we have our referee for today. It is John Parry getting everybody in position down there as we will find out which team will get the football first as we get ready to roll here in Week 8 at Ford Field.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Today we're using a special coin. On this side is the NFL logo, which will represent tails. On this side is the Lions logo, which will represent heads. Seattle is a visiting team, which, what is your call?
Heads.
Call is heads. And it is a tail.
Well, it appears
Detroit won the toss. They've chosen to receive. Good luck, man.
Lions will get the football first. They'll move from right to left across your radio dial. From the broadcast booth to the field, Tony Ortiz standing by. T.O.
Dan and Jim, Seattle's Richard Sherman may have provided the Lions and Calvin Johnson with some added motivation for today's game after he decided to call himself Optimus Prime on his Twitter account this week. In case you're not familiar with the Transformers Prime, the enemy of Megatron, which, of course, is the nickname of the Lions, Calvin Johnson.
Self-giving nickname. Hey, that's who he wants to be. That's cool. Yeah, those things. You gotta sometimes you gotta take it with a grain of salt. But at the same time, they can be motivation, extra motivation for you. You know, so that's how you gotta use everything. You know, anything negative that comes your way, you know, use your motivation.
Guys, one quick update injury-wise. Braylon Edwards was supposed to play today for Seattle. In fact, Pete Carroll, the head coach, had talked about him leading up to the week. However, he woke up today with a swollen knee. That is why he was a late scratch for the Seahawks. He will not play.
Tony, sound like you were battling some Optimus slime there.
Yeah, you know what? I'm finally getting over that cold that's been dogging me for the last couple of weeks. It's just a little bit more to go, and I'll be back to my usual self.
Great to have you back, Tony. All right, opening kickoff brought to you by Ford Motor Company, the official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Stephon Logan back deep to take this kickoff for the Lions in the end zone to our right. Seahawks set to kick it off with Steven Hauschka out of the field, who was at one time in camp with the Lions.
I really like the Lions getting the ball to open this game. Their offense has struggled, so it's now time for them to put something on the board early.
No touchdowns in the first half of the last five games. They have trailed at halftime of the last six. Great way to just put an end to one of those streaks right off the bat. We're set for football. Big day in the city of Detroit. Action right here. World Series game tonight. We're glad you're with us and hope you're getting ready for a big day as well.
World Series game just across the street. Yep. This is cool.
Yep.
When you've got both Ford Field and Comerica Park just back to back next door, that's just great. And I know people are in town. Former ESPN anchor Dana Jacobson, a big Detroit fan, she's in town with her brother to see both this Lion game and World Series game four.
Well, she's seeing the kickoff right now. Hauschka sends it on its way. Logan, 7 yards deep, takes a step back, takes a knee, and the Lions will start off at their own 20 after the touchback. And here comes Matthew Stafford and that Lions offense trying to get back on track. And, Brandy, if there was one thing that you could point to and say this is the problem, maybe it'd be easy to fix. But for this offense, it's been a turnover. It's been a penalty. It's been a negative play. It's been a drop. It's been Matthew with an inaccurate pass. But whatever it is, we know what they're capable of. They need to get it going.
Exactly. And the key is, you got to make plays every time. You got to be consistent. And that's what they haven't been. The penalties, the missed assignments, the drop passes, the inaccurate passes. Can't have those. You got to play like a pro.
Lions start out in the jumbo set. Riley Reiff in there lines up tight to the line to the right side next to Gazdar Sherilas. Stafford wants to pass on first down. Pumps, looks deep, throws right side. It's got Calvin one-on-one. And he threw it to the right side. Calvin looked inside. The throw came outside. Calvin was one-on-one with Richard Sherman. Now as Calvin comes back to the huddle, Sherman's got something to say to him, and he will chatter out there on the field. We know that. Kind of interesting, though. This is a single safety team, and they had one-on-one coverage.
Well, they're going to do that. And what they're going to do is what Tillman did last week. And they're going to get him right up in the face of the Lion receivers and stop them from getting a clean release off the football.
Calvin comes out. Kasim Osgood goes in. Lions on second and 10 from their own 20. Stafford gives. LeSure tries the right side. Gets 3 yards out to the 23-yard line. This Seattle team's pretty stout against the run. Sixth in the NFL coming in. Only giving up 85 yards a game.
I like the idea, though, on first down, the Lions ran a run-action look and got Calvin deep, and they took a shot downfield. I like that. I like being aggressive early. Now you just got to convert this third and seven and keep the ball.
Third and seven, Kevin Smith checks in. Haven't seen him in a couple of weeks. Ryan Broyles in as well. Two receivers left, one right. Stafford out of the gun. Looking out over that defense. Now he leans in, takes the football. Four-man rush. Stafford rolls right, sets, throws. Got a complete first down across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Titus Young with a flag down. Titus Young makes the catch. It's a gain of 9. Would be a first down, but let's find out about that penalty. The flags came from deep in the secondary. Here's John Parr.
Prior to the pass, illegal use of hands. Number 39, defense. That penalty will be declined as the result of the play. First and 10, Detroit.
Brandon Browner called for the penalty. Lions will decline, get the first down at their own 32, opening possession of the game. Scoreless, 14:08 to go in the first.
And this Seattle team has maybe the biggest secondary in the history of football. Browner is 6'4", 221 at a corner. I mean, that is just huge for a cornerback.
First and 10, Stafford up under center. Three-step drop, looks, now resets and overthrows his intended receiver, Michael LeSure, middle of the field. It'll be second down and 10. Pressure coming that time from Allen Branch, sixth year out of Michigan.
But that's the throw right there, Dan, and the catch you got to make. It's a little check down. I mean, that's not a hard play, and those are the ones that, you know, you got to make, because now instead of second and 10, you could have been second and 4. But because you missed the pass, you put yourself a little bit behind the down box.
Broyles, Johnson, Young in there. Three receivers set for the Lions, second and 10. Two receivers left, one to the right. Stafford takes. Straight drop, looks right, throws right. Got a complete LeSure at the 34-yard line. Able to duck his head, get just across the 35. Drop there by K.J. Wright. Pickup of 3 on the play. And again, it'll be third and 7. 13.5 to go first quarter. We're scoreless.
And same thing is happening in coverage from the Seahawks. They're lining up right on top of the Lion receivers. You go 3 wide. They're right there in bump, press, bump and run kind of looks. And they are trying to stop the Lion receivers from getting free releases off the ball and disrupt the timing.
Calvin goes wide left. Browner goes with him. Got a slot to the near side as well. It's Broyles. Titus Young right side. Stafford back. Looks, throws, got it complete. Not enough for a first down out to the 38-yard line. Caught by Titus Young, but dropped immediately out there. Nice defensive play by Cam Chancellor. So good work by the Seattle defense, and the Lions will have to punt it away. Leon Washington, ever dangerous, one of the best ever back there. Averaging 8.1 yards per return this year. Nick Harris with the punt. Washington comes up, returnable at the 20. Starts left at the 25. Evades one tackler, but not the second. Nice work out there on special teams. Taken down by Kasim Osgood. So that is a 42-yard punt, 5-yard return. Seahawks have it for the first time. And they'll do that when we come back. We're scoreless in the first quarter, 12:28 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumble-itis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and three touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against my Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Helmet. Shoulder pads. Knee pads. No one goes on the field without protection. So why should your wireless lifestyle be without protection? ProtectCell takes the worry out of a wireless lifestyle. With all of the activities happening on smartphones and tablets, there's a greater risk of expense. So why not protect yourself with ProtectCell? Whether it's the content on your phone, your identity, or the device itself, they'll protect it. Go to ProtectCell.com to learn more or to find an authorized dealer near you. Today's second quarter Michigan May business is Flagstar Bank. Look for a Flagstar Bank on your next drive. You'll probably see two. Member FDIC. Fans, we remind you to support all our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Russell Wilson, known well to Big Ten fans around here. Rookie quarterback out of Wisconsin brings the Seahawks to the line. First and 10 from their own 23. Marshawn Lynch, the lone back. Wilson up under center. Two receivers right, one left. Lions may have been early. No flag. Yep, there's the flag. Wilson throws, got a complete right side. Caught by Golden Tate. Good gain across the 35 and out to the 39-yard line. It was Kyle Vandenbosch in early, but the gain of 16 will stand. They'll decline that.
Offside, penalty. Defense, number 93. Penalties declined. Result of the play, first and 10, Seattle.
They spot the ball at the 41-yard line.
Well, everything's going to come off of a run fake, in my judgment, in the pass game to Marshawn Lynch. I mean, although this time they're going shotgun and going empty, so it won't now, but that's what they like to do. That's their bread and butter.
Lions show a four-man front. Wilson out of the gun. First and 10, Seattle. Takes the snap, looks right, throws right. Incomplete off the hands of his intended receiver, Marshawn Lynch. Threw it a little bit wide. Justin Durant was out there in coverage. That'll bring up second down and 10. Scoreless in the first. 11:59 to go.
Well, you saw Wilson. There are two quick passes in the first two snaps. I think that's an indication that they don't like the Lions' big front, and they want to protect Wilson, get him the football, but give him three- and five-step quick throws.
This time Wilson's up under center. Lone back is Lynch. Second and 10. Wilson turns, gives to Lynch. Nope, going to keep it and roll right. Going to throw. Overthrows his intended receiver. Incomplete. Wanted Zach Miller as tight end. Crossing down at the line 43, but there is a flag down.
You're going to get Louis Delmas holding on the tight end. Big Anthony McCoy was coming out of there, and it looked like Delmas was grabbing on for dear life. Referee saw it, and it's going to be defensive holding against the Lions. I think an automatic first down.
There are two fouls in a play, both on the defense. Offside. Number 99, that penalty is declined. Holding, number 26, that penalty will be enforced. Five-yard penalty with an automatic first down.
The Lions have been in early twice. Each of those penalties declined. This, they will take the automatic first down. Now to move the ball to the 46-yard line of Seattle and give them first and 10 there with 11:53 to go in the first.
One thing on that play, though, did you see how much that run fake to Marshawn Lynch held the Lions? I mean, they were going one way with Lynch all the way, and the naked bootleg to Wilson worked easily because of the run fake.
Wilson up under center, I formation behind him, turns, gives to the deep back Lynch. Lynch is hit, going to be dropped for a loss. Back inside the 45-yard line at the 44. Corey Williams was in there, and he held on till help arrived, and they got him down. That'll be a loss of two. Second down and 12 coming up.
Just, you don't see that happen very often, where Marshawn Lynch is caught in the backfield and doesn't break a tackle. His yards after contact are amazing. Corey Williams that time, great play at the line of scrimmage.
Just blew up Max Unger, the center for the Seahawks. They go empty. Wilson up under center on second and 12. Quick throw, right side, got it complete. Nothing doing, though. Dropped immediately. Sidney Rice, terrific defensive play in there by Chris Houston. They tried again for that quick hitter, and Houston read it perfectly. That's going to be another loss back to the 40-yard line. Loss of four, and it's going to bring up third and 16 for Seattle.
Well, I don't even know why they call that play. Should have checked out of it because Chris Houston was right up on the line of scrimmage with Sidney Rice. There's no way that little hitch route to the wide receiver is going to work with Houston that tight.
All right, Lions defense trying to get off the field on third and 16. Seahawks go empty. Wilson out of the gun. Takes the snap, looks left, throws left, got it complete. Caught at the 45 to the 50 and take it down in Lion territory at the 49-yard line is Golden Tate, 11-yard gain, but well short of the yardage needed to move the chains, and the Seahawks will have to punt it away. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
Those first two negative plays, Corey Williams and Chris Houston, that the Lions pulled off on that series, they were the two key plays. You got to create negative plays, put this Seattle team behind the down box, and you'll have things going your way.
John Ryan to punt this year, averaging 50.4 yards a punt. That's a leg. Lions got in there very close with a flag down. Fair catch called for and made by Logan at the 12-yard line. Now let's find out about that penalty.
I think you're going to get holding against Seattle.
Willie Young is acting as if it might be against him. Now keep in mind, that was fourth and five. That could impact possession here depending upon the penalty call. There was nothing involving the punter. It was before that.
Illegal procedure, Lions?
Now the question is, would it be enough for a first down? Was it? I think it was before the punt.
Illegal formation on the defense. He was lined up over the center, which is a 5-yard penalty, which will result in a first down.
You just can't do that. I mean, that's just a free possession. You've got the ball back. I mean, we'd have to look at the replay. We assume the officials got it correct, but that is something I'm sure Danny Crossman drills them on, and they all know. And yet you make a mistake like that, which costs you a possession and gives Seattle the ball back in plus territory. They're going to have it first down and 10 at the line 44.
Well, the problem is one of the things you can't do is you cannot line up right over the center. And I got to tell you, Willie Young lined up right over the center. But you just, that's a rule that you know exists. I don't know why you do it.
Flag down. Somebody moved early in the middle of that line. Was it the Lions coming across or maybe Seattle flinching? Nick Fairley was in, but was he drawn off?
Encroachment, defense, number 98, 5-yard penalty,
wow.
First down.
I mean, this, it's scoreless and nobody's behind, but how could this start worse? There's flags all over the place against Detroit.
What bothers me more than the encroachment is that punt penalty. You know you can't line up over the center. That's a fundamental. The NFL has had that rule in for 2 or 3 years. You don't line up right over the guy on extra points, field goals, or punts.
First and 5, Seattle from the Lions 39. Lynch, not much. Gets to the 38, give him one. Willie Young covers him up there. Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Second down and 4. Lions have been called for 3 penalties for 15 yards. 2 have been automatic first downs. There were 2 other penalties declined. Second and 4, I formation behind Wilson, who's up under center. Deep back Lynch. Wilson takes, gonna throw, looking right, throwing right, complete to Rice. It is caught, and he's got a first down to the 34-yard line, maybe the 33. Chris Houston tackled him immediately, but on second and 4, that's enough to move the chains, and it's a 5-yard gain.
Well, Houston is out there on an island, so he's given a little bit of cushion. It's just a 4 or 5-yard route where Rice runs down the field 5 yards real quick, turns and looks in, and Wilson hits him with the ball. Now, immediately tackled, but like you said, Dan, enough for the first down.
First and 10 from the Lion 33. Wilson out of the gun, takes quick throw, got it complete. Tight end, Zach Miller, down to the 27-yard line. Gain of 6. It'll bring up second and 4. And remember, this drive was over. The Lions had the football back, except for the penalty called on Willie Young for lining up over the center on the punt.
That's the frustrating part of it. The fact that this drive should be over, the Lions should be with the football at their 20, 25-yard line, about second and four right now. Instead, Seattle still has it, and they're in field goal range.
Wilson, 5 out of 6, 35 yards. Second down and four from the line 27. Lone back Lynch, Wilson under center. Looks right, throws right, got it complete inside the 15. Anthony McCoy back up tight end to the 13. Upended there by Lewis Delmas, but it's a 14-yard gain. Seattle moves into the red zone. Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. Now, Seattle's not exactly money when they get to this part of the field. 6 touchdowns and 18 trips, 33% on the year, last in the entire league.
Well, I think the big key, too, here is the defensive line for Detroit's got to get their hands up. Wilson's a very small quarterback. You can bat the ball on a passing play.
First and 10. Wilson turns, gives to Lynch. Lynch to the 10, to the 7, and to the 6. I'm going to say he's down at the 7-yard line. Vandenbosch tackles him there. Gain of 6. It'll be 2nd and 4. They can get a first down. Down at the 3-yard line without scoring. Scoreless game so far. Seattle knocking on the door. 7:15 to go first quarter. 11th play of the drive coming up. Tate wide left. Slot left. Sidney Rice. I formation. Behind the quarterback Russell Wilson. Deep back Lynch. They turn. Give it to Marshawn. And he's going to get hit behind the line and go down.
Cliff
First
Averill.
Man in was Cliff Averill, and then he had some help to finish him off, but Averill really made that play, and they drop him back at the 10-yard line for a 3-yard loss.
Averill didn't even go down to a 3-point stance. He was in a 2-point stance standing up over the tackle, and he just got leverage underneath the left tackle of Seattle, Russell Okung, and pushed him back and then disengaged and got to Marshawn Lynch. Great play.
Brings up a 3rd down and 7 from the 10. The Lions defense trying to keep Seattle out of the end zone. Wilson out of the gun with Lynch to his right. Wilson takes, looks, throws inside the 5. It's caught. Tate did not get enough for the first down. Tate tried to double back and get to the outside instead of just putting his head down and diving for the first down yardage. He might have gotten it. Instead, it's a 5-yard gain, and the field goal unit comes on. That's a nice break for the Lions, because I don't think it's a smart play by Tate.
I agree. If he dives forward, he probably doesn't get contact until the 3-yard line, and they're looking at a first down there. Instead, by circling back, they give him forward progress to the 5 only.
Credit Alfonso Smith for the tackle. Nice job there, and the Seahawks will attempt a field goal. Steven Hauschka's on, 13 of 15 this year. It's a 23-yard attempt. Hash mark left side. It's up and good, and Seattle's on the board. 5.5 to go first quarter. They lead it by a score of 3-0. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO from McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
Toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together, and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary, a la carte only for a limited time.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
The Student Heart Check Program saves lives. Text SCREEN to 50555 and donate $10 to save a kid's life. Text SCREEN to 50555. Messaging rates apply.
Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is Jane Smiley from White Lake. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, Jane will win a $100 gift card and Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. Go to BellTire.com and click the touchdown contest promotion button. We might be talking about you one of these weeks. Lions down three, fifth time this year in seven games that the opponent has scored first.
Didn't have to be that way, too. They had him off the field on a punt, and the Lions got a senseless penalty. Lining up over the long snapper, over the center, it's illegal. You can't do that. It's a protection issue that the league has put in as a rule. It's not anything new, and the Lions just didn't get it done.
Hauschka with the kickoff. This should be returnable for Logan, who takes it 3 yards deep. Middle of the field to the 5 to the 10. Logan to the 15. Dives out to the 19-yard line. And we'll say 18 is where he was when his knee went down. Cam Chancellor with the tackle on special teams. So a 21-yard return. The Lions take over. We will step aside. 5:25 to go, first quarter. 3-0 Seattle. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
The Huron Valley Schools began using the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks. Or we could look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0737 or visit consumersenergy.com.
It's a Hail Mary. Jones pulls it in. Touchdown!
Yeah!
I'm in Jay Ross's living room. Jay, your team just won the game. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to break open another bottle of Crown Royal.
Excuse me?
We got to celebrate! Woo! Going to celebrate with some Crown!
There you have it. Jay Ross saying the words every fan longs to hear. I'm going to break out another bottle of Crown Royal.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Out of town, New England and St. Louis tied at 7. That one in the first. Atlanta's taking a 7-0 lead on the Eagles in Philly. From the CALL-SAM studios, we send it back to Dan and Jim, guys.
All right, Diesel, thank you. First and 10 Lions from their own 18. Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back. They give it to LeSure. Cuts to the right. Gets across the 20. Close to the 21-yard line. Cam Chancellor stops him after a 3-yard gain. It'll be second and 7 from there.
Lions brought a wide receiver around to show end-around look and keep that backside defensive end at home. Just to let them know that we will come back with misdirection if you're not careful.
Ryan Boyle's into the game, lines up slot left, wide left Calvin Johnson, wide right Titus Young. Stafford takes, inside handoff goes to LeSure. Good yardage across the 25 to the 26, picks up 5 on the play, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 2. 3-0 Seattle, 4:40 to go, first quarter.
Seattle only gives up 85 yards rushing per game. Pretty good number. League average is 113. Lions also under that league average, giving up just 108 yards a game on the ground.
Total defense, Seattle is 5th in the NFL. They only give up 15 points a game. That's 3rd in the NFL. It's a good defense. Stafford out of the gun on 3rd and 2. Looks, throws underneath. Got to complete the short first down. Gets to the 29, and he took a shot there. LeSure took a big hit from Cam Chancellor. Able to get enough for the first down, but he paid for it.
The key is the check down is there. I mean, give Matthew Stafford credit. Again, you're not seeing the Lion wide receivers get involved in this game here early. And it's one of those things where they're getting real tight coverage, bump and run, line of scrimmage, press by these Seattle defensive backs. They got to win those battles at the line of scrimmage.
First and 10 Lions from their own 30. Stafford out of the gun. LeSueur to his right. Two receivers left, one right. Stafford wants to throw. Over the middle does. Complete Pettigrew. He's got it at the 35. Fights his way to the 36-yard line. Three Seahawks in there grabbing at that football as he fights for the extra yard. Bobby Wagner, K.J. Wright, Marcus Trufant all in there.
Really good play by Pettigrew, and he just goes downfield, and he gets up on the linebackers, but he stops at about 5 yards, turns around, and makes himself available. But it's a good gain on first down. And again, a little check down play. This is the patience the Lions need offensively if you're going to play the defense that they're playing.
Gain of 6, second and 4. Stafford gives. It's LeSueur, good yardage, 40, 45, 50 into Seahawk territory and down to the 47-yard line. Brought down there by Chancellor, but it's a 17-yard gain and a first down for Detroit as they show some signs of life on offense.
Well, if you can gash them up front with the running game, and good block by Dominic Raiola at center, if you can gash them up front, then your run action plays are going to be more important, and those safeties are going to have to walk down in the box and not be so over the top against the Lion wideouts.
Stafford. This time, fakes the give to LeSueur, rolls right, looks, look, throws, got a complete. Down to the 35-yard line, and to the 30 goes Ryan Broyles, taken down at the 29. Stafford that time rolled to the right side, found the open receiver. I think he looked short first, Brandy, and then he went to the second man deeper down the field, and it was Broyles.
Well, the route has three different levels of receivers to that side. Calvin Johnson goes deep and takes the corner with him. And the tight end Pettigrew goes real shallow. There's a void between those two, which Broyles found, sat down in, and made himself available to Stafford.
Stafford, 6 out of 8, 44 yards so far. First and 10 Lions from the Seattle 29. Stafford out of the gun, brings Calvin Johnson in motion left to right. Stafford sets in the pocket, looks deep, wants Scheffler, got him at the 10. Tony down to the 9-yard line. Scheffler one-on-one in the secondary against Earl Thomas, won the battle, pickup of 20, and the Lions into the red zone. This trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park, $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park.
Boy, what a nice job by Stafford, recognizing the coverage and seeing Scheffler run through. Again, the safety split wide, covering the wide receivers. There's room in the middle, Scheffler exploited it.
Stafford up under center, first and goal from the 9-yard line. Turns, gives to LeSueur. Up the middle, gets to the 7 and close to the 6-yard line. Pickup of 3, K.J. Wright drops in there. Second and goal, 3-0 Seattle. The Lions knock it on the door. Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
And Scheffler and Pettigrew both in the game now for the Lions as they're inside the 10. You and I both like the matchup that Scheffler gives the Lions, and he's in the slot right.
Calvin Johnson goes slot left this time. No backs, 4 receivers. Second and goal from the 6. Stafford takes, looks left, throws left. End zone, got a man caught. Broyles dives. End zone, did he get in? Yes, sir. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Well, Broyles is the wide receiver on this. Excuse me. Yeah, he's the wide receiver on this. And what he does is he does that little choice route. Calvin Johnson, the slot, goes down into the end zone, takes 3 players with him, and underneath that, just at the 1-yard line, Broyles sits down. Stafford sees him, gets him the ball, and then Broyles dives in for the score.
Broyles' second touchdown of the season, the Lions' first quarter touchdown of the season.
And Calvin's presence still has an impact on that play.
Hansen on for the extra point as the Lions have taken the lead here at Ford Field. Kick is up and good, and that also ends the first quarter. The Lions do it in style. They lead it 7-3 after the touchdown drive and the pass from Stafford to Broyles. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get the financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business. And they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said, call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford Tough.